Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. Double A, big guys in compact cars, Ego Ferguson.
Yes, yes, yes. I can remember as a rookie, no one ever really talked to me. So I didn't want to do that to my boy Ego. I got a chance to get up close and personal with Ego Ferguson in this compact car. And when I mean up close and personal, it was up close and
you
personal.
You and Ego.
We're two big guys. So.
Check it out. Big Guys in Compact Cars is sponsored by your local Ford stores.
Here we go. Hey, make sure you put on your seatbelt, dog, for real. It's going to be some irking and jerking going on.
The Ego, big guys, and compact cars. Action.
95, dog. You got to represent, dog. Man.
That's the sweetest number out there. See, everybody having them dick. 90s and all that good stuff. That 95, real.
95, man. All the way live. I see you out there hustling, man. I say, man, that's what I like right there.
They don't expect big dudes to move like that.
No. What was some nicknames you had growing up?
I used to have Jada. Macaroni and cheese. I used to love
what?
And cheese. Yeah. Fergo. And Ego just, you know, so different. Everybody just started.
Damn. Now that's your real name, Ego.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know my daddy named Ego, too.
So. Oh, so you junior?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's something that the fans don't know about you that you can share right now?
I'm a very family-oriented person. You know, when I grew up, you know, we grew up in a household with my grandmother and all my cousins and my brothers. We all basically my grandma raised. So every day, you know, our parents would drop us off there, and we all was in that big house together. A lot of fights.
How you like Sutton, man? Y'all cool? Because I know when Tommy came in with Tank, oh, they were real cool, man. They hung out all the time.
Yeah, I mean, me and him be together pretty much all the time.
Y'all roommates and everything?
Yeah, looking out for each other.
Yeah, that's cool.
Just keeping each other upbeat. There's a deadly combination in the future, I ain't gonna lie.
See, the fans out here, it's like a college town, man. So they love the Bears.
Yeah, I see that. Like LSU all over again.
Oh, I think I'm in third.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't want to be in third.
Put your foot on the clutch and go down. Second, there you go.
Man, I can't believe I done made it this far, to tell you the truth.
That crash course helped you out.
I don't know what's going on right now.
So I used to watch the Vermont meter.
Where at?
Right there. 10 to 21st.
Yeah.
23rd, 2nd, all that stuff like that.
Yes.
But I usually just try to get the 5th. Once you get the 5th, it's like automatic all over. If you get you going, you rolling.
Man, that seems so far away, man. Hey, it's like the roles reversed, man. Like, I'm the rookie over here now, man.
Hey, I think I may be the fastest nose tackle in the game right now, though.
Really?
I'm just saying.
Why you say that?
God, I feel like I'm fast.
You feel like you're fast?
I know I'm fast.
So you the fastest defense tackle we got right now?
I mean, I feel like if we race, you know, I'm going to be the first one to touch the line.
Race where, though?
If we had a 4x1 team, right, mm-hmm. I would be the 4th leg, closing up for the big dudes.
So you faster than Sutton?
I'm just saying.
I mean, it's a difference between quick and fast.
I'm just saying. I feel like once my strides start going, it's in a whole different level, you know?
So you like a stick shift guy yourself.
Yeah.
So
once I get the 5th gear, it's over.
All right, I'm going to holler at Will, see what Will says.
let him know.
You know what, Lindsay? Ego is a very cool character. I'm glad I got a chance to get to know him. And you know what else is cool about him?
What?
The jersey number that he wears.
Number 95.
Yeah, you remember, Lindsay?
I forgot about that. Yeah. Richard Dent's number.
Right, yes. You're correct.
And oh, yeah, Double A, I guess he wore that number too. But.
Yeah, I did, Lindsay. I did.